That which makes you go strong calibrates 200 or over. That which allows you to go weak is under 200, huh? 78% of the world's population then. So here is the ultimate consciousness possible on this planet, 1,000. Extremely rare. Maybe every few hundred years. 600 is 1 in 10 million people. To reach 540, which is unconditional love, 0.4% of the world. To reach 500, the heart chakra, to be loving, 4% of the world. 4% of the population of the world is coming from the heart. 0.4 is coming from unconditional love. So we see how rare sainthood is. That's why we celebrate it. Sainthood is common. We wouldn't write books about saints. They're rare. All right, so where is most of the world then? Seeing as practically nobody over here at this end of the scale, why doesn't the world just fall over that way? These numbers are logarithmic. 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10. The power at the top is so enormous, it can counterbalance the entire negativity of all the world. One being at 1,000 overrules all the negativity of all that is on the planet. One avatar at 1,000 counterbalances the total negativity of mankind. America calibrates 421. Our society is the 400s, the intellect, going to college, being responsible, paying your bills, decency. The 400s is reason. So we expect people to be reasonable and logical. You can see what an idiotic position that is. I mean, folks, the Middle East lives here, and we live here. You think he's going to maintain a contract that he signs with you? Adolf Hitler signed a peace contract with the foreign minister of England at the time. That poor idiot was about 185 or 190, and Hitler at the time was like 80 or something. They have no intention of maintaining it because they don't live by reason and ethics. You bring home a peace treaty signed by Adolf Hitler, he fell over laughing when they walked out of that. You think we're going to keep it? What idiots. It's getting like a drug dealer. Yeah, I owe you $20 million for this shipment of cocaine. Of course, I'll have it to you Monday. You're going to hold your breath waiting for the check? That's what we've been doing with international relationships. You can see the lack of success over the centuries for not understanding the calibrated level of consciousness of who you're talking to. If the people we're talking to are in the 400s, they will keep the contract. Because in the world of reason and logic, there's law, there's contracts, all the people that talk about international agreements, it's comical. Comical. International agreements with who? These people think it's a joke. Yeah? We see where the mass of humanity is then. The average consciousness level right now is about 207. All right, so we analyze what was the consciousness level of mankind throughout all of time. We, you know, if you go way back in time, Neanderthal man, you get 70. Cro-Magnon man, Homo erectus. Track back the evolution of consciousness through the hominid. The hominid, that's us folks. Us hominids. And you begin to see, at the time of the birth of Buddha, the consciousness level of mankind was 90. The time of the birth of Jesus Christ, the consciousness level of mankind was 100. Throughout the early centuries, the 1400s, 1700s, if you go century by century by century, you'll see that the consciousness level of mankind was 190. The consciousness level of mankind stayed at 190 century after century after century. The early 1900s, 1950, the time of the Second World War. And finally, in the late 1980s, it suddenly jumped from 190 to 207. Okay, let's go back to the calibrated levels. So the consciousness level at mankind then was below the level of integrity through all the centuries. That explains Ivan the Terrible, the Inquisition, the Mongol hordes coming down and slaughtering people by the millions. The Mongols didn't conquer you, they just slaughtered you. Then there was a great advance made in society called slavery. Instead of slaughtering you, they found you were good for cash. People, you see how you contextualize it. Is it evil or is it not evil? Well, I'd rather be sold for a few bucks of gold, and on the other hand, I had one lifetime, I just as soon have died. Yeah, right. Because having been a slave on a galley, I knew what it was. And in that one, I discovered that my truth was spirit. Because the agony of that lifetime was so severe. And to continue to stay alive meant putting up with further savagery and brutality. It suddenly came to me, they haven't got me, I can die. I left the body, Christ, I was free. I don't have to stay here and be subjected to torture. I let myself die, and I beat him. What a discovery, wow. Wow, wow, nobody can ever kiss me again. You just let go and bye.
As his session ended, Dr. Hawkins discussed the calibration levels of mankind throughout the ages. His final words were fascinating as he took us back several hundred years and described one of his past lives as a slave, who ultimately chose to die. In making that choice, he found true freedom in death. Given the new insights that Dr. Hawkins has just shared with you, how might your perceptions change? If you knew, for example, in every cell of your being that the moment of your death is predetermined, that you no longer need to protect yourself from the clutches of death, how might your life experiences change? Again, how much do fear-based thoughts rule your life? You may wish to reflect on your current life situation and the fears that you find welling up inside of you. How much energy do those fears take from you as you focus on them throughout your day? How much power are you losing as you find yourself ruled by them? Perhaps you might choose to surrender those fears whenever they arise. Doing so will likely create greater energy and peace of mind within you.